Sorry for letting the track go on a bit. I love that track. That's for Dina, who suggested last week after Forest Green that those of us who managed to climb up the mountain to Forest Green to watch the football should be rewarded with something, and he suggested we should play that track, which I couldn't do last week because there was no show, but hey, I've done it this week, and I tell you, that hill is absolutely atrocious, and you get halfway up and then it levels out and you think, I've done it, and then up it goes again. It's like one of those teasy roller coasters. My guest today, changing the subject completely, is he's a teasy roller coaster, Mr. David Diamond. How are you, David?
GB, I'm good, thank you. I'm enjoying, good. I've got to say, I'm enjoying the air conditioning in the office. Studio even. I mean, unbelievable. I prepared for the worst. When you invited me, I thought, how hot is it going to be? Because it's going to be bacon in there, but it is absolutely superb, mate.
You can't mention bacon. This is a vegetarian show.
Baking.
Funnily enough, this show, for those who... hundreds of years ago when it first started, it was called the Naked Football Show because someone suggested, I can't remember who it was, because the studio was so hot.
Is that right?
Yeah, some bloke took his trousers off. One of the guests, he took his trousers off, yeah. I know. He said, I'm so hot. He had a t-shirt and then he took his trousers off. He said, I just can't do it. So that's how it got its name.
Naked Football Show.
Hey ho. So you didn't go last night, but you did watch it. What did you think, younger David?
The Lofty Heights. I thought it was a gritty town performance, and a performance that has somewhat been missing over recent seasons. You know, the times we've had games like that. Burton last year was an example. I think I stood with you, actually. Burton away last year was an example. I think we did a post-match pod last night, and we both said with the guy lobbing in the long throws, that was also similar to Cheltenham away last year.
Oh, yes,
it was. We
got
done by a couple of long throws as well. And we wilted. We used to wilt under that sort of pressure. Yeah. But no, you know, we stood up to a man. Got to say, kept to our principles, passing from the back. A few kamikaze moments.
There was, wasn't there? Yeah.
Almost, you know, certainly second half when Wolfenden didn't find Walton with his pass back. It was, you know, sort of hands
was
over
it
the
Wolfenden?
Eyes.
Was it Wolfenden? Didn't Thingy do
half.
One of those as
Harness
well?
Harness did one first half and almost in Burton's half.
I know. He suddenly turned around and thought, I'll get rid of this.
Aimlessly. But Walton, what a keeper. I mean, he was just not going to be beaten, was he? He was absolutely unbelievable. And his distribution is just incredible.
I know.
It's come on.
He's so confident
leaps
as well.
And bounds. And someone, we've got a Telegram group, I think you get someone sometimes for the podcast, and you know, someone said today, you know, is he Premier quality? And he can't be far off. He's certainly Championship quality, and top half, you know, higher echelons of Championship quality. But yeah, you'd certainly think he's heading that way.
It's something we didn't think when people are saying, oh, we've got Edmondson, maybe do well to hang on to him and all these players. And I think he's the one that's going to be the one to hang on to.
Well, yeah, I think so to a degree. A lot of good performances last night, as there were on Saturday, but a lot of a totally different game last night. But I think, you know, by and large, it wasn't bad defending. That, as I said, it was perhaps slight carelessness in our passing game at the back that led to any clear-cut chances they had, really, other than the hairy throw in the first minute. But, yeah, other than that, we were reasonably comfortable. And, oh, what a great goal. Great goal.
It was a great goal, wasn't it?
He's just got an eye for goal. I didn't think he was that great last night at times. Sometimes you look at him, you think, oh, his touch could be better.
He's inclined to run into people occasionally, isn't he? That sort of thing.
He's got an eye. Harness, what an eye for goal. He's got unbelievable finishing.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of good displays last night. And for, you know, for once, because the ball was passing over them, Morsey and Evans perhaps didn't have the same effect, obviously, that they had on the game Saturday, because they were imperious Saturday, I thought.
Oh, that's word of the day there.
Is it?
Yeah, you can have that as word of the day.
Cheers,
definitely.
Mate. Thanks, mate. I mean, Morsey always is. Face it, Morsey always is. He's just a cut above everything
else. He is, yeah.
At the moment. But, no, a lot of good displays. I thought Lee, you know, coming in for Davis, we thought on the podcast Sunday when we're looking at the team that, by and large, barring injuries, they keep the same team. But Lee probably deserved his chance. I think he's a great, great player. And so I think Davis is going to be very good also.
I thought Davis had his best game on Saturday.
Yeah, he
Saturday,
did.
But
what's the old saying? Horses for courses sort of thing. Lee stood up well. Probably outfield player, certainly one of our better players last night, I would have thought. The icing on the cake last night would have been a goal for Ladapo, as it would have been on Saturday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But You know, I think he put so much effort into leading the line brilliantly. His pressing game was outstanding, as it was on Saturday. Yeah. Just first half he went through, didn't he, down the right, and I guess he didn't really have anything on but to go for the far post, dragged it a little bit. Second half, a terrible touch.
That's the first touch that did it for him, really,
but you know, he again, this is what we said, you know, he gets a goal, any sort of scruffy goal, and he's off, probably off on a run, you know. Yeah.
What did you make of Jackson in the right wing back
role?
Yeah,
I thought he played, thought he did well, didn't he? Both, certainly. I mean, I watched on iPhone, I've got to say, Ian Westlake, no disrespect to Mick Mills, who's an all-time Ipswich legend who we all love, but Ian Westlake, as summariser, was just on it. He's absolutely second to none. And he identified first half how, you know, we needed to make the pitch wider. Lee and Jackson were just too narrow.
Yeah.
And sure enough, after half time, they both went wide, and it did open the game up somewhat. I thought Jackson, I mean, energy levels of the guy, incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He got back second half quite deep, you know, late in the game, made important challenges. So, yeah, good team performance. And look, you know, if you're going to have any thoughts of getting promoted, you've got to take points from games like that, which in previous seasons we really hadn't, have we?
No.
Seems like that would roll us over.
I was impressed when Connor Chaplin came in. I thought he, after he came on, the ball was on the deck again, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Top player.
He's
got that move, and I've seen him do it in every single game this season. Where the ball comes, he draws a defender in, and he sort of just chips it round him, and he rolls it.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic move. He did it Saturday.
Yeah.
It's probably worth your mission money alone.
That
just
was the first touch he did yesterday.
Oh, class.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Look, we're looking good, but as we know, this is Ipswich Town.
It is.
We don't count our proverbial chickens, do we?
No.
But no, really, really good. And I mean, what, 10 points from the first four games? Arguably should have beaten Bolton.
Bolton,
I think, were a strong side, and they're up there also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe take a point from that. And yeah. Won't be again Saturday, Shrewsbury, I think, again, maybe slightly, I'd have thought, somewhere between the two, somewhere between an MK and a Burton.
I don't think they'll be quite as direct. No, they're not as bad as
so, that, again, no. You might see another. Maybe we'll see Davis come back Saturday. I mean, it's a great, great problem for the manager to have, isn't it?
Yeah, and now he's trying to get them all to have a bit of first team. I'd have liked to see KVY actually yesterday. I know he came on later, but
in that right wing back role.
Yeah,
we spoke about this. I mean, he must have felt a little bit sort of put out. Where
you put a striker in my position, yeah.
He must have thought, oh, I'm a shoo-in here. You know, Wes is out, I'm a shoo-in. But no, again, he showed good attitude, and I thought he did well up and down when he came on.
Yeah.
It seems a really tight-knit squad, isn't it? And I think the difference this year, I mean, to last year, I think, who said it the other day, it was Hayden Coulson, the guy that came in on loan, got injured, and obviously he commented, I think a few weeks ago, said, not being funny, Ipswich last pre-season, going into first games of the season, was just chaotic.
Yeah.
Just 19, you know, trying to bed players in. Well, now these players are in, aren't they? Yeah, there's been a little bit of movement over the summer, but what, two or three in the squad, three or four. And the squad, to me, has just got more substance about it.
And almost two positions for every one in the first team.
Which, for that league, you just need, because it's a slog.
It is a slog.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shall we go on to emails? I mean, tweets.
Go for it.
Because
I was either that or play a bit more Kate Bush.
Yeah, well, I'd happily do that. play Kate Bush all day.
I'm sure we can get some Kate Bush puns in. I'm sure we can.
That's not an innuendo, no.
No.
That would have been buns. this is from the Kevin Beattie Foundation. This is young Malk.
Malk.
Yeah. Morning, as I said, as usual, as they came in. Morning all, hope you enjoyed Burton and got home safely. Is it too early to believe it's our year? Is Walton good enough for the Premiership? Oh, he's channeling you there, David. And will we sign any more personnel? Keep up the great show. Thank you, Malk. Shall I split that for you? Is it too early to believe it's our year?
Yes, of course it is. But I think a lot more, as you just said, you know, two players for every position and two, you know, quality players of a good standard for every position. So generally, so a lot more, four games in, I think a lot more hopeful than certainly some of the previous seasons when we have been up there at the start.
Mm. Walton good enough for the Premiership? I would say he is, actually.
I'd say probably, said that. In fact, in respect to Malcolm, perhaps it was his tweet that I saw earlier, and yeah, he can't be far off. He's just added a new dimension to his game. His distribution is unbelievable. He's pinging like 30, 40-yard pinpoint passes.
I know.
It just makes such a difference.
Yeah, no, I totally agree there. And will we sign any more personnel? That's the $24 million question.
I think we're all for it, pretty much done with the... I won't perhaps say his name, but the lad that was on loan from Leicester to Portsmouth last season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
The Macaulay-Bond thing has reappeared
Do you know, that wouldn't totally surprise me beyond the... Yeah, would that totally surprise me? Maybe not. They get him for... Get him for, you know... On a free, I think he'd probably be available on a free, maybe. I'm not sure. He must have some time left on his contract there. I'm sure he has. So get him on the cheap, perhaps. But yeah, I don't see a lot more coming in other than potentially a forward. And who knows? Maybe the one who has been spoken about a lot may well come in under the radar, like Harness did on bizarrely at 11 o'clock on a Friday evening or something.
Or it could be someone who's not been spoken about at all.
Yeah, there was no mention of Harness, was there? None at all.
No.
It just broke.
No.
So that's how we do
it. Same with the Dapo, was it?
Yeah.
Mullet. Hello, Mullet. I love Sam Morsey. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to brew beer. In that time, will we be drunk on the excesses of winning football or slumped further down the league feeling sorry for ourselves? Well, I'll say we'll be further down the league feeling sorry for ourselves, because that way then all I've got to look forward to is positivity.
See, there is a diehard Ipswich fan. There speaks a diehard Town fan. And I'd feel the same as you, to be fair.
Yeah, glass half empty.
Yeah, I've got to be. I know.
Yeah, you got to.
Until we've got those 100 goals and 100 points, I'm not going to be convinced. That was a joke, by the way.
Well, you never know. Funnier things have happened.
Yeah.
Jules. Hello, Jules. Julian
Jules,
Hughes.
Lad.
Good evening, the beer swinging maestro and DD. Thank you for that. Well, what can I say? 4 games played and above a 2 points a game ratio. Yep. Question for both. Coaching wise, do you think K Mac is in a different league to the past 3 managers we've had? That's part one.
I think
yes.
Probably yes, but I think he's got a much stronger team around him than what we previously had, I think, also.
Yeah.
Looking at it. But yes.
But I think his actual literal coaching, as in the tactics,
is
so much more exciting.
I think so. So Man United have got rid of the wrong guy, haven't they?
I think it looks like. Of course, that's another one to try and hang on to. We're talking about Christian Walton.
Stop. No. No. I'm proven yet, though. He's the manager. Goalkeeper's one thing. The manager's unproven, isn't he?
Let's hope he's unproven for another 5 years.
There you go.
And will we... Oh, here we go. That's the same, quite predictable now, question that everyone has, including us. Will we bring in that elusive striker?
If I see anyone coming in, yes. Yeah, another striker. But who?
Yeah, it seems to be...
Lord knows.
...leaning that way, Jules. Thanks for that, mate. Hope you're well.
However, we all hope that Ladapo fills his boots on Saturday. But, he's still probably cover there for a number 9, I think. Yeah, there's cover perhaps required for an out-and-out central striker. So, yeah.
But you don't think it would be Macaulay-Bond, do you?
We did have a bloke called Norwood. I mean, apparently Macaulay-Bond, as I was reading somewhere today on some chat, that he's pretty much been told
he's surplus
to requirements. So yeah, that wouldn't necessarily surprise me. And would I be disappointed with that? No.
I know he suddenly drew blanks almost halfway through the season, and then but then he did have off-field problems as well, which you've got to take into consideration.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah.
Of course you have. And, you know, someone like him might well, you know, in the current system, might absolutely thrive again.
Yeah. I mean, he is a busy player and he does occupy defenders, a bit like Ladapo as well, doesn't
very he? Similar so, to Lada- yeah. Very similar to Ladapo. Yeah. So he wouldn't necessarily be a bad fit. And I don't think, would there be, as it stands, you know, because let's face it, coming in wouldn't necessarily be the main central first choice striker. No. So I don't think many people would be too disappointed if it was him.
No. You could argue we haven't got a whole team of first choices anyway, because like Lee and Thingy, they swap and They can do anyway.
There's a core of the team that you'd say is first choice, obviously. Yeah.
Mikey Penty-Smith. Hello, Mikey. Shout out to DD's sons who are competing versus Woodbridge in the final of the prestigious Stenson's Shield.
Golf, yeah. Mikey's a big golfer, yeah.
You're a golfer, are you, Mikey?
Yeah, Mikey's a golfer, yeah. Good golfer. I have no idea. Keeps it under the radar, Mikey. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Bit of a good. Yeah, plays for Woking Artisans. Yeah, very good stuff.
Does he?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Leafy Surrey.
Would victory for Rushmere mean day? Oh Christ! So, actually, you might as well have this tweet to yourself.
This question.
Would victory for Rushmere mean Dave is no longer the biggest sporting celebrity?
Do you know what?
Diamond family.
I haven't been in my family. How old's my eldest son? So he's 30. You know, I haven't probably been in my family for about 20 years now. So no, that's no surprise.
So you're
but both keen, but both diehard. Of course, both my boys are diehard Town fans, obviously.
Good lad. Good lads, rather. Cognitive dissonance. Hello, mate. Love the show. Do the panel believe that Town have given up on Hurst and may make a late move for Bonn or even Stockton? There's a name I didn't think.
I don't see that, really. Not Stockton. I don't. You know, Stockton, to me, looks like another, dare I say it, potential Joe Pickett.
Yeah.
Of that ilk. You know, he's had one good season. Don't think he's off the mark yet this season. If he's been playing, if he's fit and playing, I haven't noticed he's pulling up any.
He's been sub the last two games, hasn't he? I'm not sure.
You know, I haven't really noticed. I don't see that. Look, Hurst is the one. I'll say his name. Hurst is the one that's been sort of bandied about pretty much all summer, ever since, all through pre-season and still now, and it's almost being done to death. Now I know apparently he's now got a new contract with Leicester. So, you know, at best it's going to be a loan, do you want any loan? We haven't really, you know, we've barely got any loan players at the moment. So, do we need another loan player?
And also, he's getting on. I mean, since he scored that hat trick in the World Cup final, he's, you know, it's not really done a lot.
Yeah, I mean, at 83, he's not as mobile as he once was. There is that.
Mr. Dissident finishes with, or is a forward not on the radar? Well, you think it probably is, don't you?
I'd say it. Wouldn't
Cheers,
you?
Mate.
Yeah, I would say. I think we've got pretty much cover for pretty much everywhere else. Although, not mentioning names, after seeing a certain performance last week against Colchester, maybe a central midfield cover might be a necessity. But won't mention a lad's name. But I'd have thought another nine is cover for that one.
Yeah, cool. Alex Magona, hello, Alex. Am I the only one who thought Harness had a poor game last night? Ooh, controversione.
Yeah, as I think we said before, he has lapses, doesn't he, where the ball, perhaps he loses a bit of concentration and loses, you know, he should get the ball under first time and doesn't, and it gets away from him. And Ladapo was perhaps guilty of that as well last night. But, you know, I thought, again, he sort of grew into the game, as he did the first game against Bolton. He didn't start that game brilliantly, but sort of grew into the game. But, hey, he's got three and three, hasn't he? Three and four, so... that's a good commodity to have. So yeah, I think we can excuse that for his winning goal. Probably not that you need to be excused. Apparently
Harness is one of the best finishers in training. You know, he's got a wicked shot on him.
Looks like it. Well, yeah. You know, the goal we scored at Forest Green was a thunder bee, as we used to call it, and obviously last night's strike. And plus, you know, he scored also great for Ipswich. He scores a scruffy one as well last Saturday, which again is always welcome.
Yeah, maybe Harness could give. Ladapo, a few coaches. Dean Mitchell, hello, Dino. Thank you for your suggestion of running up that hill, by the way. Excellent job.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, you might as well use it all every week. Last night was a good reality check. They really shoved us backwards and got in our faces. Good to get out of there with a win, especially with the changes. JD was brilliant. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, we've not mentioned him. He's
been superb.
You're just expecting to be brilliant now, don't you?
There was one instance last night where... second half, the ball was played down his side. It must have been the second half. The ball was played down his side. Was it even his side? He may have been on the left. I'm sure it was second half. It was. He was only on the left there, and he was in a straight. The guy had like a yard ahead of him, and he absolutely flew past him. Got control. You know, cleaned up.
Yeah, both
ends. He's been superb all season. Again, Saturday he was ridiculous, wasn't he? Saturday,
yeah,
nutmegging and everything, wasn't he? Two assists.
Yeah,
Cruyff turned for the Chaplin goal. The how he went past, you know, he went past Louis Barry and Lewington. Okay, Lewington's about 40, isn't he? But even so, just superb. I mean, what a revelation in a player! What a change in a player from even 12 months ago, the turn of the year. For, you know, incredible, really.
Who knew that another person with the name Hurst could make such a good
signing? Well, yeah, fair play, yeah. Good point, yeah. They're everywhere.
Good. JD was brilliant again. Need to sharpen up Freddie's and Caden's finishing, you think?
Jackson had the one chance last night where perhaps he could have shot earlier. He hit it in the side net in a sort of bit of an angle, wasn't it? But unselfish run. Both, you know, both of them so unselfish running. And, you know, certainly Ladapo's press and stuff, I think... yeah, as long as Harness chipped in with a goal last night, but yeah, it'd be nice for the forwards to start scoring and go on a run. You're going to need that. You're going to need goals from everywhere. You are going to need goals from your forwards to maintain a promotion push. But they'll come. Confident they'll come. Saturday they'll come on Saturday.
You heard it here first,
folks.
There
you go.
The DD prediction machine.
Yeah.
And he had a horrible drive home in the rain. Sorry about that, Dino. You should have stayed over, mate. I did.
Luxurious Premier Inn, GB. Where was it?
No, it was an Ibis. Wasn't too bad, actually.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad. There wasn't a Premier Inn. So my late beer had to be done in a Wetherspoons. That's a funny story. I used my map to find the Wetherspoons. I found the blue dot and there was the pub Wetherspoons straight in there. Shut up. Ding, ding, 10:30, last orders. There's no one in there. And I thought, this is crazy. It's definitely a Wetherspoons. My mate said, is there anywhere else that's open a bit later than this till midnight? And he said, well, why don't you go to Wetherspoons next door? Yeah. Oh dear, but it is so much like a Wetherspoons. I thought, well, this is it.
Yeah.
And it was next door, and it was literally next door. There wasn't even anyone in between it. Anyway, well, I digress. Loosed aft Ian. Hello, loosed aft Ian. Good evening, gents. Great show as always. I hope you had a great good break, GB. Thank you for that, mate. Yes, I saw loosed aft Ian up at running up that hill, and I was hoping to meet you last night, Ian. But as you can see by the crowd, it was a nightmare. Maybe I should have just given you a text and got you to meet in the pub. I declare today a national holiday. Tractor Boys and Trawler Boys both top their leagues.
Loosed off top league.
Because I'm a loosed off boy as well.
I didn't know they were top.
After good wins.
Yeah.
HMS. And he's left the rest.
I know what he's saying. They're seeing ITFC Clan is Ian the Twitcher. He is, isn't it? The bird. That's Ian, isn't it?
Ian,
a great follower from day one of the podcast. Good lad.
He's off to the Gambia to spot birds. I've been to the Gambia before I knew really anything about
Banjul.
Birds. Yes, exactly. That's what he said. He couldn't remember the name of it, nor could I. But it's Banjul. Have you been there?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay.
No. But I've been involved with sort of ensuring what I do for a job, ensuring cargo and stuff in and out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a car in Banjul. Slower Ball apologises. He says, really sorry, love the show. He's very busy, I think, to do with cricket, which is not really an excuse in my book, but anyway. And he says, hope you're both well, and included you in that young
David. Bless you.
Thanks for
that. Much cricket. I mean, England was 6 wickets down. I think it started raining about just after lunch, so hasn't seen too much.
Poor Slower. Thanks for that, Slower. You got a minute or so to... Shrewsbury Saturday.
I think they've won two, lost two, I believe. Someone will shout me down for that. Memories of Shrewsbury. Not really.
I think they've won one, lost one, and
drew two, have they?
Okay.
Right, nearly had it right. Memories of Shrewsbury. Haven't been to the new stadium. Went to those cup games.
Which we always lost.
When we drew, 0-0, the game, the wonderful Gay Meadow all those years ago when the ball used to go over the stand, they had a coracle to fetch the ball out of the river, didn't they?
Yeah.
Love that. You miss that. Miss that stuff.
Absolutely. That was when we had one of the best teams in Europe, and if not the best team.
That was 80, and we couldn't
ever beat Shrewsbury.
We did in a replay, but that was 81, that was when Burley did his... probably cost us ultimately. Burley did his cruciate, didn't he? Did his cruciate.
No time for a team. You're going to just have to pick the result for Saturday.
0-2.
Thank you for that, David. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for your tweets and emails, except for Slurpall. Till next week, have a good one. Bye.
Cheers.